Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope.
Hey, put a little. I never get this line out the first time. It's not even good. Hey, put a little bit more in there, cowboy.
And the bulldog.
What's your degree in?
Kicking ass and taking names.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Okay, Football Tuesday. Why don't we have that? Why don't we have Football Tuesday?
We can. Let's just do it.
Just casually?
Yeah. Yeah, low.
Is it Hockey Tuesday?
It's low key Football Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah. Lo-fi.
No reads?
Right. Read free.
No sponsor?
No. It'll never last.
We'll have Ross today at 4. I don't want to necessarily get into this now, but I'm really curious what Ross's Mike Tomlin take is for later. I did ADP chasing this morning, and my guys get a little, I mean, they're, I don't want to say this in a negative way, but if when you hear somebody say like they're looking for clicks, My guys kind of talk like they're always looking for clicks, you know, just to the extremes. And my Chiefs buddy, Davis Maddock, is like, oh, Andy Reid needs to be fired. Andy Reid needs to be fired. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, well, could we have a season here where the top three or four longest tenured coaches end up moving? That would be Tomlin, Reid, on his own team. I mean, Reid's older. Like, I'm not counting the Eagles' years.
Right.
Tomlin, Reid, John Harbaugh, And McDermott.
McDermott's right after that, right?
He's fourth.
Yeah.
Can you see this kind of upheaval happening in the coaching ranks this year?
No.
None of it.
I don't know about none of it. The Tomlin thing, it really just comes down to how much of an appetite he has to recognize that maybe they're never going to make a move on him and it might be best for all parties if he just sort of, if you'd like it, I will leave. I feel like that's where we are with him. I don't think Andy Reid is going anywhere.
He's older enough where maybe he would retire at some point.
I suppose, but I don't.
Tomlin's younger than us.
God, really?
53. Yeah, he's 53.
Wow.
How about that guy yesterday? He's like, I thought you guys would be younger. That felt so good to have somebody say that to us at the
right.
at the grocery store.
Like, right.
I pictured you guys being younger.
Yeah.
But I think that's a compliment. Reid is 67. Not quite Pete Carroll, but
no. And there was sort of a, this might have been just wishful thinking on like my part. Not so much last year when they lost the Super Bowl, but when they won it the year before, like, oh, maybe it's, you know, it's time for him to ride off into the sunset,
like Kelsey,
right? But I don't think they move on him if they miss. He could get tired of it, I suppose. Like, I've done all my winning. I'm fine to leave. You know, be leaving on a pretty sour note if this, you know, this great dynasty here of the 2020s were to end on a year where they missed the playoffs and he walks out the door. But, you know, it could happen. Life keeps going. So I don't know. Like, those two are so, they're so entrenched. I don't think either of them gets fired.
No, I think that's right. I think fired happens if you have a really ugly interpersonal situation between ownership, not even the GM. The GM's almost irrelevant.
Yep.
With coaches like this. The owner and the coach just are not seeing things the same way anymore. This happens with has happened with Parcells, with it happened famously with Jimmy Johnson, you know, lots of examples where it just grows old. And you don't want to work for this guy anymore. And you have enough status as a coach where you can work somewhere else if that's what you want to do, or basically do anything you want. It's enough money.
Yeah.
It's enough of a career. You can go to TV. Whatever you want to do, you can do.
Is Harbaugh at that level?
I don't know.
I don't want to definitively say one way or the other, which I think might be an indication that he's not. Right. At least I'm telling you, I'm open to him not being at the Tomlin Reed level.
Can you guess his age?
I'm going to guess that he is, what did you say Tomlin is?
53.
John Harbaugh is 56.
I was hoping you would guess like that. 63.
Okay.
He's closer to Reed than Tomlin. He's closer to Reed than he is to Tomlin in age. 18 years with the Ravens, almost all good. Got a ring. This could be a game Sunday, Pittsburgh at Baltimore, where whoever loses is just, they've just had it.
Yeah.
With everything. I mean, Baltimore has the quarterback, although he looks bad lately too. Then you have McDermott, and I don't know. It's never usually us that brings it up. It's always callers who bring it up. But what would have to happen for there to be a change here? Could that happen? Could it happen if they get to the playoffs, which they probably will, and they go out on the road as much time as people spend and we've spent on how right now the teams that would be at home in the first round are maybe not that impressive. They're still at home, and they're pretty good at least. And you might not be better than that. So if the Bills were to lose in the wild card, would that be the thing that tips it? I don't have to dwell on this.
It could. It could. I mean, I don't even know what that is to say, because anything could happen. But that would clearly be a sign of going the wrong way. You know, year over year, if you know it ends up there. And I don't know, like, is you know, Pegula, I think you have to sort of, I don't know, paint by numbers a little bit with him to an extent, because there's not really any, you don't really get any, he's itchy, or, you know, he's banging on McDermott's door, like, to get to a Super Bowl. There's never any of that with the Bills in general. And so I don't know if Pegula is pacing around. It's possible, really, and I'm not saying this just for effect, that he is like a fan who's impatient and calls us and says, like, when are we gonna do something?
Well, what
it's possible.
What are the Sabres as an example to this? Are they an example of that he is that way or that he isn't? On one hand, there have been lots of changes. On the other, have there been enough? Are the Sabres a team that strikes you as, like, they act quickly? I mean, they've been so bad.
No. That's an example of, I think the impression we're under is that he doesn't care at all about it.
I don't think that, I want to say. I don't think that he doesn't care. I just think that, you know, he might not be that invested. Is that the same thing? Like, financially.
That's kind of what I mean when I say
financially
he doesn't care. I mean, I'm sure he cares about the state of the franchise to an extent, but does he care enough to do something about it? To eat money on coaching contracts or GM contracts or whatever.
I think maybe he used to.
Yeah, I don't think anymore. And I don't know. Like, this is an easy thing to say. It's circumstantial entirely. But the fact that the Bills have been as stable and very good to great under McDermott and Bean, and the Sabres are spinning while he's changed people out, could for him. This is not the, I don't trust him to hire a new football coach or new football GM. It's, he might not have the appetite for change because stable has equated to success, and unstable, despite Kevin Adams' sixth year on the job, it has been, you know, that's been, there was a lot of change before he got here, and that began the cycle of, you know, spiraling here and non-playoff seasons, or it continued it. It started, you know, before all of that. It started with Darcy and Lindy, the not making the playoffs. It goes back that long. Holy cow. So I don't know, like, what his appetite for change would be, you know, based on that. I sort of feel more like, and I've been, maybe you might sense this from me. I feel like the way McDermott has talked at different points throughout this season has led me to feel as though, and it's not to say like this has to be the right decision if a decision gets made, if something changes based on a wild card round loss or even not that. Maybe they just don't get to the Super Bowl and there is like real roll up the sleeves, what are we going to do about it? And I could see a scenario where McDermott finds his way to taking Bean out back. I just feel like McDermott has subtly, I think, just expressed some dissatisfaction with the roster in different ways. Like, he has said certain things. He has also pointed out how excited he is about Mecole Hardman, as an example. And, like, that doesn't have to be anything but honest from him, but it also could be, I've been waiting for someone that could do this, and I'm so happy to have a guy who hasn't played a snap all year on my team now. Like, I feel like that could be perceived as a subtle, like, yeah, you know, we're not in lockstep like we used to be anymore. I'm not getting what I think I need or want from that end of the building. And so I also think that all the hubbub that Bean created himself probably doesn't serve him well with McDermott. Like, I just think the spectacle of that hanging over all of this is a bad look. And I think McDermott's a pretty buttoned up guy. And I think Pegula really appreciates that about him, that he's not going to take stuff like that out for a ride. And,
well, you mean he lost his cool, basically.
Yeah.
Bean.
Yeah.
And maybe he said too much. And not in like the most professional way.
Right.
Yep.
So that to me, that's kind of where my head is at. But yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, really, it really just, it's hard to know where the owner, where his head, you know, they've got a new stadium opening.
Right.
They've been the picture of stability and to a degree excellence. I mean, they're not winning trophies, but they've been year over year one of the very best teams in the league, and Pegula might just want to keep everything going, moving into the new place.
Would make sense.
So, like, I think that could be a factor too in anything happening, almost despite the results, because they could very easily just say, you know, despite what I just said about Bean and McDermott and sensing that there's like a split coming or happening, ownership could just go, despite whatever McDermott might think, as I'm sort of guessing at here, ownership would just go, no, we've been great. We had one bad year. We're moving into a new stadium. Just shut up. Let's keep going. Who are we drafting in April?
How bad a year is it even?
Not that bad.
They have had more, at least it, I think this is right. I mean, it's certainly what we talk about more often. It just seems injuries keep coming and have been problematic for the Bills, maybe more than ever. Now, you even have offensive linemen hurt. That's never happened to them. So you've got that aspect of this season. The difference is, the biggest difference is New England. They have won the division 5 years in a row, the Bills, without too much competition. New England at the beginning a little bit, Miami in the middle. I mean, that was to the last game of the season at least, but mostly it's been pretty, the Jets have never been any kind of threat. It's mostly been pretty easy. This year, I mean, what would the Bills, I don't know this answer, but what would probably be their over-under for wins? 11.5? Cincinnati, at the Patriots, the Browns, Philadelphia, Jets, last two at home. So three home games. They're 8-4, 11.5. So 11 or 12 wins. That's right with their last 5 years.
Right.
The difference is there's a team in front of them. And that is not changing.
No.
Like last night, it's the Giants, but I mean, just that's a really impressive. That's what a really good team does. They just get away from you and
yeah,
it's
there's
an easy night.
There's no falling flat. There's just
no stress.
We're just putting this game out of its misery. You don't have to watch the second half.
You know, right.
Right. There's no need. This thing is over. That's exactly what happened last night.
So,
and that's not really like they can't control how good New England is. They can control how well they match up with New England. They can control losing to New England, to an extent. But they can't decide how quickly Mike Vrabel is going to turn a 4-13 win team 2 years in a row. By the way, the last 2 years they were 4-13, and here they are sitting there at 11-2 in year two with this quarterback. I don't know who was, so I don't even know what it is to say. I was not expecting them to be that good, even with the soft schedule. I just figured eventually, even yesterday, having seen them already go 10-2, like, well, this team has a pass rush. I didn't know at the time that one of them was going to be benched, to start the game, Abdul Carter, but you know, maybe this is a game, this is it. Everybody stubs their toe. Maybe this is the night where he stubs his toe. Nope.
That's a fun story. Abdul Carter.
Yeah. Yeah. Interim coach.
Relatable. Okay, well, New England is the story. Whether you thought it was coming or not, thought they'd be good, but right, 11-2 good.
I thought we had at least until like next year to have them at this level where they'd be, you know, I thought the games against them would be tense. And they would matter, but that the Bills would still be the better team. And, you know, I don't know that I expected them to coast like they did last year. I mean, again, New England was 4-13 last year. If you thought they'd be like a 10 or 11 win team, then it probably would have still been competitive now. But they're already an 11 win team, and they still have four games left.
There's nothing to do about it, right? Like, it's not over. So New England at 11-2. Now they have a bye week. Then they play the Bills. Even if the Bills win this week and next week, they're still a game out, and they don't have the tiebreaker. They need the Patriots to lose to either the Jets or Miami in the last two games. There's also a game in Baltimore that won't be easy, but it's the division games that will decide it if the Bills and Patriots end up tied, because the Bills have the loss to Miami, and New England does not have another. They don't have any. Division right. Loss. The Bills would be their only one in this case. So tiebreakers are leaning there. And, you know, it's not over. I don't think it's not quite like last year. I mean, we talk all the time about the benefit of the bye week and the rest and everything. And even like last year, the Bills didn't get the bye, but they basically took week 18 off, which, by the way, was New England getting to 4-13 by beating them. I mean, it was probably a game they were better off losing. Anyway, you had to keep going. Until week 18, when you didn't have to because it didn't really matter anymore, you had to keep going. And there's nothing about this situation that is different than that, I think. I mean, there's still the head-to-head game next week.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in the playoffs either. So last year was more the time for any conversation about how to play the last month.
Right.
Really, this year, like 2 years ago, you have to push. And, you know, that's not how you want it, but you got to get in.
Yeah.
First of all, you got to get in.
Right.
And then maybe you luck out and get the division, if not a bye week also. That's going to be tough at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Obviously, you have to win that game there in 2 weeks. On the heels of winning this game, I think. If you even, I think this is right. The Bills can get to 9-4, they beat the Bengals. So that would be just complete. Everybody's played the same amount of games now, and I'm two back. And there are four games left. Right? And the first one is against the team I'm chasing. I don't get that one. It's over.
The division is clinched.
I can't catch you. I can tie you, but I can't pass you. Because, you know, even if you tank your final three games, you've got two head-to-heads on me, and I'm done. So, you know, winning this week keeps it alive. And then you need to win in Foxborough in order to even go to the final 3 weeks with a chance for the division. The chances are, because of the wild card traffic, the Bills will have to keep going even after that. If that were to happen, right? They come out of that game 9-5 in New England. They lose that game. They're probably still in pretty decent shape for a wild card spot, but they're going to have to keep banging at that. They're not going to just be able to coast in. Maybe all the way to the end if they drop that game. So that's the one scenario where this could end, you know, in less than 2 weeks.
Right. And you have to keep playing for the wild card, but that's all there would be left.
Right.
If it's 12-2 versus 9-5 by the end of next week. Well, new territory here. 803-0550. The Patriots. So next week, as we're saying, and you probably already knew it, the Bills are in Foxborough. Know the line? FanDuel has a spread.
I have not looked yet, no.
If you guess it and you're even like a little bit off, you might want to play it. That's how I roll. If I'm off, not usually, but in theory I would roll like this, where if I guess it a few points off, then this is what I think I guess.
Yeah. Boy, after last night, didn't I yesterday say a few times I thought the Bills would be favored there?
I don't know if you did.
Maybe in a playoff game, I was thinking. I don't know. Either way,
Sam said it. Eric said it.
Okay,
I know they both thought that.
Then I think I was in line with them. I think that was a mistake. I'm going to guess that New England right now, that game, they are a 2-point favorite.
1.5. Very good. It's one of the best years for the Bills-Patriots rivalry. All those Brady years were not rivalry.
No.
That was not a rivalry situation.
No, that was a bludgeoning.
You have like the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s. It was kind of okay. How many years do we have where both teams were good? 1963. How many years do we have where both teams were like contenders? 80, maybe? 80, 81? Then 98, 99, the Jets rise up there. The Dolphins are good. The Colts, there's a lot going on in the division then. But like mid-Bledsoe, because the Super Bowl years, Bledsoe's 93 and they're not anywhere yet.
Right.
By 94 they were and the Bills were down. So mid-90s and then, they met in the playoffs.
In 21.
But New England was not on the Bills' level.
No.
As that game showed. So.
Yeah.
It hasn't been that many times.
No, that's right.
This is the Bills' fault. It's the same thing with the Jets. Like there haven't been many moments where they're both good. It's also the Jets' fault.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is. It's funny. I Armando tweeted during the game last night. And I commented on it. I'm not going to pull it up. I don't remember exactly what he said, but something about Drake May, like watching him, what does it make you think right now? Or watching New England right now with Drake May. I'm like, that I wasn't emotionally prepared for them to be this good so soon. And somebody commented on that to me. What do you mean so soon? Like you kind of had a walk for 5 years here, which is right. Like that, what that is that's the drought. That's the longevity of them lording over us for 20 years and us only getting 5 years out of it. One of which we played them in the playoffs, right? It's not like they were completely on the side of the road broken down when the Bills got good. They weren't on their level, but they were still there, right? We weren't clear of them completely. And here we are again, 4-13 the last 2 years, draft your quarterback and it's showtime for them.
Feel free to tell us how we're looking past the Bengals. 803-0550 is the number. The Bills and the Patriots, and I guess I still want to call it a race in the AFC East, but the most significant, unexpected, or mostly anyway, unexpected aspect of this year is the Bills are kind of having a Bills season, and it's not enough. They're down, not even just not ahead, but down in the division race. We'll look for your calls next at 803-0550. Ross Tucker today at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Football Tuesday, some are saying. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But there's no dominant team in the NFL. And that's what these weeks have been showing us. Anybody can be beat on any given Sunday. It's great for us sitting up here. I love it. I love going into games not knowing. Because if you would have asked me yesterday, I would have said the LA Rams are going to boat race the Carolina Panthers. A weeks ago, I would have said the Green Bay Packers are going to beat the Carolina Panthers. I would have told you Dallas had no shot of beating the Philadelphia Eagles and beating the Kansas City Chiefs the following week. If you look all across this league with the things that are happening, I wouldn't have told you the Chicago Bears would be the number one seed and there is no dominant team.
I like it this way, too. Marcus Spears, ESPN, I think.
Yep.
I like it this way, too. I would never tell you there's no chance Team A will beat Team B, like he's saying he would have. Mm-hmm. So I got him on that. There's never that. How do you not know that? There's never that.
Right.
A team has no chance. I mean, sometimes it seems like it's pretty close, but there's never no chance.
Right. Last night got pretty close.
I didn't think so going in.
Right. I thought I liked the Giants and the points. There's, you know, heart versus mind, whatever, there too, which obviously would have been really nice if the Giants could have shown up and done us all a solid. But no, it didn't happen, and they pretty much got blown off the field.
The punt return was big toward that. I mean, it's 3-0.
Yeah.
They also get it to 17-7, and what? Turn it over pretty quick, and Patriots go in a couple more times even before halftime. Game's over by halftime.
Yeah, it's 32-7 at halftime. Yeah.
The thing about the rivalry, we're talking about New England and how the Bills might measure up. 803-0550 for your calls. Ross Tucker will join us at 4, and we'll talk about this with Ross. So the Patriots, it doesn't seem temporary with May. Like he's young. So they look like a team that should be good for a while because of him.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't show the incredible, mind-blowing kind of side that Allen has. Mm-hmm. But he is just right on point right. all the time. I think he has a pretty good pocket. He does take sacks, though, and he's talked about that. Like, Burrow did this a couple of years ago. We're like, oh, just sometimes we'll get through it. He doesn't seem mm-hmm. somebody that maybe Jackson Dart is that gets into a kind of a panic mode.
Right.
But, you know, May seems like he's got all the pieces.
Yeah,
for
2 years in the league, frenetic is a word that's coming to mind. Watching Dart, thinking about Allen the first couple of years of his career, and it wasn't until really year three that, because right, the playoff game in Houston is maybe the quintessential sugar high Josh Allen or whatever we were calling it at the time, and then that just really leveled off once 20 started. May, I don't remember I know they only won four games last year, but I don't remember him. Maybe there was some of that, but it went away pretty quick. Like he's not as Josh Allen light. I mean, he's not as spectacular. He's not as physically imposing nor gifted as Allen, but he's close enough. And what he is so far, at least this year, is really poised for a guy that's still, he's 23 years old. And he just is really, he's just on it. He looks, they're buttoned up. He's buttoned up is how I look at them right now.
So it's him, and that's the number one thing. But you've also got a coach that it's obvious. It confirms your priors, right? But it's obvious by how the Patriots play. I also got a firsthand, a close-up look at this when the Patriots played here, and I was in the third row for that game. Like, he is just kind of – he's got a presence, Vrabel, mm-hmm. and he's also got big credibility. Player, ex-player, the years with Tennessee, coach of the year. He's got all the boxes checked when it comes to like who you'd want to go get in a coach. And he also has, you know, a New England past. So he kind of is he's very believable, I would think, for those players as somebody you can buy into. So they've got that. And this is the first year of that.
Yep.
And for the Bills part, the Patriots also have Diggs. Like, next week is really cool. It's big
mm-hmm.
to the Bills, especially because of what, you know, they won't be able to do if they lose next week. But you've also got the Diggs piece, which in the first game was a lot. I mean, he's not putting up games like that.
No, it's the only game this year he's really had like that kind of impact.
Yeah, it's not just, you know, a guy that you had strong feelings about, loved, hated, loved when he played, hated when he left, whatever, that goes to some other random, meaningless team and you watch him once every 4 years or something. No, like, this is right in your hair now, Diggs. So May Vrabel Diggs is where a lot of that, you know, there's also a lot of history, but the Bills and the Patriots right now, Allen and May, that could be, probably will be, years to come.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. The Bills have the Bengals first. 5.5 is the number there. If the Patriots beat the Jets and the Dolphins in their final two games, regardless of what happens before that, they got it. That's the AFC East. 13-4 at worst if they win those two games, and they'll have the Bills on tiebreaker, the division record tiebreaker, because the Bills can't do better than that. Let's look for your calls at 803-0550. Here is Rick with us. Hi, Rick.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Rick. Are you there?
Prepare for, you know, the Bills is, you know, if Brady has a tendency of running a play over and over and over again until you stop it. And, you know, that's fine against a defense that's not very good, which is Pittsburgh's against the run. But I hope to God that he gets more creative than running tunnel screens and, you know, zone reads and the same plays over and over again. And, you know, my concern is that, you know, his past has shown is that he's not really willing to change up the offense at all. And I hope he gives his team a chance and Allen a chance to win this game.
Okay. Yeah, I said repeatedly Sunday night and again a couple times yesterday, I don't really think that the Pittsburgh game is a blueprint. And I know you're not exclusively talking about the Pittsburgh game, but that's a game where they ran the same running play, what, 29 times, 30 times, whatever they did. You can't stop it. We're just going to keep doing it. I think the tackles being out played a huge part in that, and the fact that it was working played a big part in that. You should get credit for continuing to do a thing if it's going to work to the tune of letting you dominate the game. But I'd be surprised if we see another game like that. That doesn't mean he won't try to run some of the same stuff, maybe the exact same stuff that worked last week, but I don't think you'll just keep doing it if it doesn't work. If it works, I think you could see more of it, but I'd be surprised if it did.
Yeah, of course. It's nice to be able to put that on film because then you can pivot off of it, at least in a sort of a general sense. If you give a certain look and all the time you're doing the same thing off of it, sets up well for you, you would think, in the future to come up with a plan B from that same formation. Patrick is next. Hello.
Hey, guys. I'm curious if you would agree with this. I was thinking about how disturbed I would be if the Patriots win the division, which it sure looks like they're gonna. And it's like a 3 out of 10 on the disturbing scale. But the idea of them getting a one seed before us during this era is pretty high up there. During this year where the Chiefs and Ravens and Bengals kind of all stink. That's a tough pill to swallow that we kind of squandered that opportunity.
Yeah, I agree. That stings. That really doubles the pain or more of not winning the division.
I totally agree. I think it compounds it significantly. So I wanted to hear your thoughts on that. The other thing is, I guess, more of a theoretical question. You know, I'm under no illusions that, you know, fan sort of goals are not always aligned with ownership. You know, they can still make money hand over fist as long as their team is competitive enough that they're interesting and butts are in the seats and TV's good and all that. But if we were just, if hypothetically the owners were kind of uniformly kind of dynamic and creative and hands-on and hell-bent on the one goal of winning a Super Bowl, I'm curious if you guys were, if you own the Bills and you're running this team, if this year didn't end well, if they kind of had like a standard Bills sort of outcome, maybe the divisional round and out or something. If, you know, the Giants have kind of leaked that they are interested or willing to trade for a coach, and that's a franchise that I think is desperate to just be respectable at this point. And now you've got, you know, potentially Tomlin and McDermott, you know, in this place in the offseason where they're both two, you know, respected, solid coaches of consistent organizations. If you got a call, you know, from the Moras and they said a first rounder is on the table. Is that something you'd be interested in? And if not, why not? So I just wanted to get your 2 cents on that. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I could. I wouldn't want, unless it happens to be ugly from the inside.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And I have no reason to think that it is. I would not want this to end with a trade of Sean McDermott. I just don't think that that's dignified. Like, you're, as long as it took you to set it up, I know how you're thinking, which is like, I know.
But
like,
it's a high first round pick. The Giants are terrible.
I'd rather just shake hands and thank each other and go from there. Would you like to have a first round? Who wouldn't? But I don't think I could ever get to that point. I don't think McDermott is going anywhere. Unless he really wants to. I think his situation is similar to Tomlin. And the fans are not chanting for him to be fired like they are in Pittsburgh for their guy. So it's not as bad of a situation in that sort of public way. And one thing that Will Graves from the AP told us last week about Tomlin, which has been echoed, Adam Schefter and others maybe have said the same thing, which is like, it's going to be up to him.
Right.
And one reason that Will mentioned to us is that his kids are grown. And that's not true with Sean. Like, his kids are, at least one of them is in high school in the area. So unless he wants to uproot, unless something is so weird or off, then I just don't think it happens. But I don't know. And I would be really almost shocked if ownership wanted to move on him. Beam might be different. That's been more of the, I think, not controversy, but the conversation about this year is more about
the roster.
The roster. Yep. And as you said earlier, I don't disagree with this, that you could infer from McDermott at a time or two here recently that he's disappointed in the proverbial groceries that he's got to work with. So is that too old a reference, the groceries?
No, I think
Bill
it works.
Parcells even wanting to shop for the groceries?
Even if you don't know that Parcells said it, I think you get it.
Yesterday, we were in a grocery store. Right. I love a grocery store. That was really fun. So I don't think – I'm not predicting that at all. Bean, I don't know. And then you'd have to know McDermott and Bean and their dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that either. Again, there hasn't been anything really public to use to question it. But these comments you're referring to, I get it. You know, maybe that's a sign of something. Okay. Trade Sean McDermott. Like I say in fantasy, send me an offer.
I like the creativity. I mean, I don't think it's I didn't know if you were waiting for me to take a turn or not. I don't think it's realistic, but it's an interesting idea.
There. Ross Tucker coming up at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.